Well, global companies are all very well, but managing them requires liaison and cooperation of an army seasoned with the sharpest of diplomatic skills. Achievements you might expect to find in the top ranks of the advertising and marketing business. The biggest of them all, WPP, has been expanding, like so many other branches of business, into China. Well, in just about 24 hours it should publish its full year results, when its achievements in China, or otherwise, will become apparent after another year of frantic economic growth. The BBC's Rodney Smith asked the chief executive, Sir Martin Sorrell, about the responsibilities of running a company with a global reach, especially when dealing with a huge new power like China.
The danger of size, whether it be country or corporate, is that you do get abuses. And there are responsibilities that come with size and power and influence that you have to exercise.
What are your own experiences there? Because you have businesses there.
We have a fabulous business there. We have in China 5,500 people. We have a regional strategy in China. We're in 12 cities. We don't believe that China begins and ends with Beijing and Shanghai or Shenzhen and Guangzhou.
Are you teaching them marketing, or are they teaching you the Chinese?
Well, the great weakness that the Chinese have is that they learn, and they like to learn very fast. I'm being facetious, but I mean they really do. They are, I think, much more potent than many other Asian competitors, because they do learn and learn very, very quickly. So the answer to your question is that we're doing some work. Ogilvy, one of our brands in China, got a very strong business in China. It's a brilliantly run company. Ogilvy is working with Tsinghua University, which is one of the major universities in China, on branding for state-owned enterprises. So the heads of state-owned enterprises come to Tsinghua, and Ogilvy and professors at Tsinghua, the business school there at Tsinghua, educate, in inverted commas, or expose or show Chinese leaders, business leaders, what to do. Similarly, Ogilvy brought a group of Chinese entrepreneurs and Chinese CEOs to Europe a year or so ago and did a week with them in Europe on branding. Again, I think that was a very intelligent thing for us to do. I think what's going on is they absorb things very, very quickly. I mean, you go back 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, and you find not just physical change, but very strong mental change. My favorite statistic was that it was the dean of Harvard Business School, a recently retired one, who said, asked me, how many engineers does America produce each year? And the answer was, I think it was 45,000 or 65,000. And then he said to me, how many does China produce? And the answer is 465,000. Now, that's not 5 years hence. I mean, God knows what they'll be doing in 5 or 10 years' time. So the quality of the people, which is superb, their intellectual abilities, the universities themselves. I mean, obviously, there's a long way for them to go. But the scale of this is something that I don't think we still understand. If it's true that there are 150 to 200 million Chinese consumers that can consume the products and services that we, you know, our clients want to, so foreign clients, forget about domestic Chinese companies that we also work for. If that's true, that's half in America. America is 280 million. And in 3 or 4 years' time, it'll be double that. So it'll be an America. This is big stuff.